At its peak this winter, the lower Kuskokwim ice road stretched from Kasigaluk and the Tundra villages down the Johnson River and then up the Kuskokwim to Kalskag. Not anymore. Currently, the ice road is about a quarter of its former size and usable only on the Kuskokwim River from Napakiak up to Gweethluk, and it won't stretch any farther upriver this season. Mark Leary with the native village of Napaimute coordinates the ice road crew. The crew stopped maintaining the road past Gweethluk last week when overflow flooded the route. The Akiachuk Channel will no longer be plowed.
That channel was thin to begin with a lot of snow on it too early.
Graders were able to carefully form a road in January, clearing away the snow. With the insulating snow gone, the ice in the path thickened. Then a warm spell hit in February. Overflow flooded the ice road in that area, so the crew created detours around the overflow.
In every place that we made a new detour, moving undisturbed snow off the ice, we found that the ice had gained very little, if any, thickness over the past couple of months.
The ice measured about 17 inches, and the snow above between 3 and 4 feet. The overflow kept washing out the road, vehicles got stuck, then more warm spells hit.
So we had to make the decision to stop maintaining that section through the Akiachuk Channel.
Leary says overflow prevented creating an alternate route through the Kuskokwim Slough. Further upriver, overflow has also flooded a section of road between Akiak and Tuluksak near Mike Napoca's island.
Ice broke away from a sandbar, dropped a couple of feet, and water started flowing out on top of the ice and into the road.
Leary says ice breaking from sandbars is common this time of year when the river reaches its lowest point. But once again, overflow prevented the crew from creating an alternate route. Overall, maintaining the road has been a bigger challenge than usual this year because of the heavy snowfall.
And too much snow too early in the season before the ice had a chance to thicken.
Many locals say more snow has fallen this year than they've seen in decades, though there's no entity measuring the amount. The constant snowfall has meant constant plowing.
This has been a never-ending battle that sometimes is demoralizing.
Leary described the crew working back-to-back 14-hour days, sleeping in their plow trucks or in villages along the road in designated quarantine housing, all to keep the road open.
And then another storm will come, and all their work gets blown away.
There has also been emergency plowing for medevacs and fuel deliveries, and special plowing for the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation to get COVID-19 vaccine to villages. The constant snow this season means the crew has not been able to make the road as long as in the past or as wide, cutting off many communities' access to the ice road. The limiting factor, Leary says, is money. The ice road is funded by a hodgepodge of about 30 entities, mainly cities, tribes, native corporations, and even school districts along the route. The funding changes from year to year. 6 people work on the road crew. With more funds, the crew could employ more people, have more equipment, and open the road to more communities. Or even better, Leary says, the work could spread out along the river.
The real answer is for each village to have its own equipment and its own crew and take care of its own little section.
Leary compares his vision to a long state highway that has multiple crews assigned to maintain specific sections. The regional Chilista Native Corporation is lobbying the state to dedicate more funding to the Ice Road project. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.